This is KERA News. I'm Jeff Whittington.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert McDonald was in town yesterday to announce the launch of the Veterans Economic Communities Initiative, an effort aimed at increasing education and employment opportunities for veterans with local and national employers. I caught up with him after the announcement to talk about the VA and how services for veterans are changing. Secretary McDonald, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Veterans face all kinds of unique challenges in reentering the civilian world. What's the number one issue you're hearing from vets in North Texas?
I think the biggest issue for any veteran is to get reconnected with the community. And what we need to do is embrace those veterans from the day they get out of the service and land them in a community with all of the connections and networks that they would have developed had they lived in the community. That's really the challenge.
You're here to announce the Veterans Economic Communities Initiative. What will veterans see right away?
Well, right away, we're going to have liaisons in every one of these communities. We've identified 25 communities. We're not going to stop there, but that's where we're starting. We're going to have liaisons in these communities that will be responsible for that, making those connections from that veteran leaving the service to the businesses, the nonprofit organizations on the ground. You know, we in the VA, as a federal agency, we can't do it by ourselves. We need to work in the local communities to get the job done. So our liaisons will play a very important leadership role in those communities.
Now, there's been a lot of controversy around care at VA hospitals, how long it takes for veterans to see doctors, et cetera. What's it going to take to turn that process around?
Well, I think overall, to turn it around, we've got to build capability that we haven't had. It's one of the reasons I've asked for a relatively large budget increase for the year 2016 of 7.5% on the discretionary line. It's one of the reasons we've hired 900 doctors since I became secretary, 1,200 nurses. We have two issues. Number one, we've got to have the doctors, the nurses, the providers. The other is we've got to have an infrastructure which is contemporary. The majority of our buildings were built over 50 years ago.
You had a very successful post-military career at Procter & Gamble. Is it sometimes a challenge to implement big business best practices at a bureaucracy like the VA?
Well, that's the proposition we're testing, which is, can we apply business principles to government and make them work? I think the biggest challenge for me is to get everybody on one team, including members of Congress, veterans, veteran service organizations. Unfortunately, we are subject to the politics of the situation in Washington, and that's one of the reasons I like getting out and getting to meet veterans on the ground. But we got to eliminate the politics, and we all got to care for veterans.
Thinking about the difference between running a department in the United States government and running a big Fortune 500 international company, is it tough sometimes to operate in an environment where everything you say may be recorded, scrutinized, analyzed on national television? And I'm thinking specifically about an offhand remark you made to a vet in February about serving in a special forces unit, which wasn't the case. I wonder if that's a challenging way to do business for you.
Well, it's certainly different. Look, and I'm very respectful of people who were in the special forces. As you know from my biography, I'm also very proud to be an Army Airborne Ranger who had served in the 82nd Airborne Division. I'm not embarrassed about that at all. You know, Ranger School is a difficult qualification to get through, and I'm very proud of that.
Robert McDonald is the United States Secretary of Veterans Affairs. Secretary McDonald, thanks again for your time today.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure to be with you.